Brothers Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Turntables activated. Get ready. You're about to party. Party with the baddest motherfucking DJ.
What?
DJ Despair.
What up, what up, what up? This is DJ Despair, and I have Know It on the beats in the building.
What up?
Explain who you are. Let's get into it. Who are you? Where you come from?
Yo, so I'm repping Kitchener-Waterloo. It's just outside of Toronto, about 40 minutes, if you don't know where it is. I'm a producer, beat maker. I'm a promoter. Advocate, whatever, all that stuff, man. I'm a hip hop lover.
Amazing. So a lot of people don't know exactly who you are and what you do. So can you explain what kind of producer you are?
I'm mostly known for my boom bap. I can get experimental. Like, I try not to like put myself in a box. So when time comes to it, I can do other stuff too. But mostly in boom bap. I made a couple albums with my man Shark from Kitchener-Waterloo too. Produced for like 9-0, Decisive, some groups from Michigan. My man Tough Dumplin, I've done a bunch of tracks with him and his crew, the Brooklyn 35. I had them on my album. I put out an album 3 years ago called the Dialysis Catalog. It was just a collection of beats that I had with different artists from all over the world that were on it. And the Brooklyn 35, Tough Dumplin, they did a track on there. I love it.
So and, why did you call it the Dialysis Catalog?
So I called it the Catalog because all the beats that I made for that album I had made while I was on kidney dialysis. In fact, to you off air is like been living most of my life, like half of my life, on dialysis because I have an autoimmune disease that attacks my kidneys. And I've had two transplants, but every time I have a transplant, because it's autoimmune, it just comes back. I try not to let it affect me. And actually, during COVID, I put out 4 B tapes called the Transplant B Tapes.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's to help increase awareness for organ donation. And actually, the new music that I have with Tough Dumplin, the Dome Music Industry song with him and Thrust, shout out Thrust, thanks for being on the song. That beat was on one of my beat tapes that I put out during COVID. And then Tough Dumplin listened to the beat tape, made the track, turned out amazing.
So how long have you been in the industry for?
I've been putting out records. I put out a vinyl album in 2001. So I've been doing this a while, early 2000s. Put out some vinyl, just beats, and produced my man Shark from Kitchener-Waterloo. People around here know him. We put out a bunch of albums together, kind of like a group.
And being from Kitchener, like, how is the hip-hop scene out there?
Well, it's hard to like grasp right now because we've been in COVID for so long. I can't even remember, bro. I can't even remember what it used to be like.
Like right before COVID, what were you doing?
Okay, so I used to host a beat battle or a beat showcase called the Tri-Cities Producer Showcase.
Oh, that's you. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's me, bro. I've been doing that. We had a good run. So that was pretty cool. And like all of the, you know, the tours that go around Ontario, they usually have a stop in Waterloo or Cambridge, or Guelph is pretty close to here too. Like Guelph is only a 10-minute drive out of the city. So we got Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph, and Cambridge. It's like 4 cities all in the same area. So those tours that come through Ontario, they all have at least one spot there. So the scene's been pretty good. There's a lot of good, music, local music. There's a lot of good DJs, and there's a lot of good shows.
Well, naming on that, What are some of the popular DJs and rappers from Kitchener?
So there's a popular radio show called It's Carmelo Street Hop. Okay. So Carmelo's had a show on there for a long time. So I used to do the Tri-Cities Producer Showcase, so that was a popular event. And Shark, there's a MC from Kitchener named Fraction, who's got a lot of good music. He's on my Dialysis catalog album. He's got two songs on there. Fraction, check him out. It's dope.
So since you've been in this game, speaking of Sharky, you have a track here by him, which is called Demons.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
So that song is actually on an album that I have with an artist from Toronto named Iverson Black. We put out a EP 2 years ago. Me and him. It was called 5 to the 6. So it was like, he's representing Toronto. I'm representing Kitchener-Waterloo, which is the 5, the 519. So it was called 5 to the 6. It had 6 songs on it, and Demons featuring Sharky was one of those songs.
Okay, let's get into that for a bit, and then we'll come back and talk more.
Rough Riders Radio.
Some of my devils upped and left me free to find a quiet place. I'm not as out of place.
Whiskey fire burn from the inside out.
So high.
The pressure flipped me upside down.
So
I've never been able to look at myself in the eye. The image reflected the death of my spirit. The mirrors, the depths of the pain of a child. See, I was just a boy of age 11. All these angels laughing, pointing me from heaven. The language of an artist's anguish languishes on paper. Strangle all my hopes with ropes. My dreams to steam and vapor. I never been comfortable walking a mile of my Levi's. I jump from treetops and free fall through deep dots. My hate made me B-sides, killer on the B-side. Even at my highest high, the low blows and cheap shots can rewind a peace sign. To me, lost and done with my life. Voice inside my head is so sharp, it cuts a knife. Every day alone in my blaze smoking zone. Just a brain damage clone on my jailbroken phone.
Some of my devils are.
It's like I got the ghost of Carlin in my fucking brain. I put a dollar in the change machine, but nothing changed. The planet's only Martian with my vast potential. I'll never reach it though. Destiny say transcendental.
I had dreams, plans, and ambitions. Jordan and Pippen thought life would be different. I want life to be different. I'm exhausted and slipping. Fam constantly tripping, inebriated on liquids, and I'm so far from sipping. Languishing often, turning and tossing. The chaos I'm lost in. My nightmares are Boston, Matthews, Austin. The pressure is awesome. I'm out of my orbit. The free file is moving. Shit used to be gorgeous. I should have been cautious. Time is not lossless, you pay what the cost is. The hate make you nauseous, pain make you vomit. The strife is alarming, slowly disarming. Like masked men marauding, the darkness is swarming. My demons are calling, the cries are enormous. Ungodly proportions, my thoughts are distorted. Position contorted, I hope they record it before mission aborted.
Some of my devil.
DJ Despair is in the damn building.
Wow.
Yo, bro.
Wow. That's all I got to say. Wow. Like, wow. Sorry for the mishap, but that was worth it.
Yo, for sure.
Oh, man. Technical difficulties at its finest sometimes. You see, this is what I love about switching over to the digital game. Because, like, when you live on stage, you can't make it look like you fuck it up. It's like, there's so many ways to be like, yeah, we meant to do that. When you live on it, like on videos, YouTube, Instagram, and all that, you got to be careful. That's what I got
to
say.
You want to know what, too? People online have a lot more patience. If you did that at a live show, they'd start booing you. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. Things like that has happened at a show, and I've controlled it. I've never had a boo. I've never had a yell. I've never had anything. Cause,
well, you know, good for like, you, bro.
Because I run the shows majority of the time, so I'm on stage from beginning to end most of the time. So, and I'm running the whole show itself. So if anybody boos me, that's just stupid.
Dude, I've been booed. Mic's not working or something like fucking.
You know what? I've been in situations where that's happened to artists, but not myself. Like, you know, I'm just saying, it's just like in this game, like I learned the whole technical side of it, you know, like how to be an engineer and all that other stuff. And like, especially with you in the game, like what other skills do you have other than being a producer?
Promoter. I would say a promoter, maybe an influencer, but that's about it, man. Like I've done some backups for Sharky. Like I said, when we made those albums together, when he would hit the road and do tours and stuff, I would always do his backups.
Nice.
But I don't know if I'm like, that's not my forte.
No, that's amazing, because a lot of people don't like stand by certain artists or other people that they're working with and all that. A lot of people are just, you know, here's a beat, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? And that's just like how the game goes. And since we've been working with you, you've been amazing. Like, all the beats I've been hearing you banging out, like, I'm happy to be working with you and you on the team, because seriously, it's about to get dangerous over here. Like, when I heard the No Industry beat, I didn't even know how to react, because you just brought back a flavor of the two of those guys. Like, even Tough Dumpling putting Thrust on the beat and just going, Thrust, you need to jump on this. And then when I hear, okay, Know It, and then I've heard of you, and I know I've seen you at certain shows, because I've crossed through those places at times, but we never really talked. And then the COVID has gotten me to get to know a lot of the hidden gems that we have in Canada. And on A Street Killer Salute, you are a hidden gem. And I respect you totally for what you do. Oh, your volume's cut out.
You know that song, No Music Industry? DJ Premier played that on the Shade 45 too. Bro, that made me feel so good.
You see, when I saw you make that post, and that's where I wanted to get into with this, that's a big career step for you, because to have a big name DJ play your record, and not only did you have Premier, you had myself, you had DTS, like you're a Master Plan, Street Killers, and that all in 1 week. Like, you know, it was just like, and Eclipse played it too the following day. So so you got to understand, like, how did you feel when you saw that?
Bro, Tough Dumpling told me that he was going to play like a couple days before he did. And told me not to tell anybody. He said, bro, DJ Premier is going to play our song, but you can't tell anybody until he plays it. I was like, that was hard for me, bro.
Oh, how do you think I felt? He's making the record, and he's like, Premier is going to play first. All right. Okay. All right. And then, like, I played it once live on a show, and then he played it. He debuted it, but I didn't really debut it. I just snuck it in. But when I actually debuted it, it was just amazing. Like, the whole underground scene woke up and said, what the hell? You know what I mean? And now I've seen a lot of producers step their game up. I've seen a lot of people started to pull out files that I didn't even know existed. Like, it was just like, I got boom bap. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I checked Noah. I checked his speech. I checked his thought. I checked this. He's got a bunch of albums on. I'm like, whoa. I was just like, yo, this is respect, because like, for you to come out at this time and you've been around, and now, like, you know, some people say that they never know when their time's going to come.
You want to know what, man? When you say that, it makes me think too. Some people, like, I've been grinding at this for so long, right? And when people think that I should give up because of how old, of my age, and I'm not going to lie, I'm 40 something years old. I've been doing this for a long time. And what I think in my head is like, Quincy Jones made Thriller when he was 50 years old.
Listen, 2 Chainz, Jay-Z, a lot of people did not actually find their structure until they were 40. So a lot of people need to get that out of their head, that, you know, because a lot of rappers don't even make it to 40, especially some of us in the lifestyle that we lived. So it's like, when you look at this game, like, you survived a lot, right? And then, like, you have an actual situation that you grew up with. And a lot of people don't understand that when you got to deal with struggles and keep pushing every day, and then something like this pops up from you just saying, I make beats just to calm my head down. You know, I make beats, like, you know, like, I know in structure of mind state, what do you use your production to do for yourself? Like especially going through the dialysis and all that stuff, how does it help you express yourself?
Okay, so I think it probably does a few things. One of the things I do it from is just habit. Like, I've been doing it so long that it's just routinely part of my life. Like, I do it when I have time. That's what I do. I don't watch TV. I don't read books. I don't fucking play cricket. I make beats when I have free time. And I do it out of habit. And if I couldn't do it, then I would probably feel weird. I feel like my life was disrupted in a way that I would need to fix it.
Because, like, being a promoter, how many days have you just come home and you're just like, I hate the world. I hate these people. I hate these artists. I didn't even make enough. I'm like glad that I paid off the artist. Like, how many times have you gone through that and then still have the urge to get up the next day and do this again?
Yeah, I done it. And I think because when I'm a promoter, sometimes you got to remain diplomatic a bit. Like, maybe you can't go off on somebody the way that you want to, just because you don't want to burn bridges. You want everything to remain cool and calm so that you can all make bread together and promote the music together. But sometimes the business, it gets in the way, but I do a pretty good job of remaining diplomatic. And I think that helps me recover from the bad times. Is like, I can always reach for I can always seem to like move to the positive.
Okay.
I have a good understanding on how to like keep negativity out of my life. And I think I've learned that because of my life on kidney dialysis. It's like, I'm a pro at finding positive things to motivate me.
See, that's what a lot of people don't understand, what people who go through like sicknesses and pains, like I suffer from chronic arthritis because of the stabbing that I went through, because of the surgery, like all these things would cause the factor after the fact. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a lot of things that people don't understand. Is like, yeah, you may have survived things, but your mental and the struggle, some days you get up, you don't want to move. You don't want to do anything. Some days you don't even want to talk to people, but you have to. And it's like the weather, everything affects you. And it's like, and people don't seem to understand. Even people's moods could affect you harder than most things because you're already in that state of pain and depression and weakness. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, as an artist, it's very mentally stressful being an artist and not having your work being taken serious or people not taking you serious in what you're doing. So like on a day, like, what do you do to, like, you know, do you do meditation? Do you work out? Do you, like, what do you do on a daily basis? Like, to keep yourself sane outside of music? You're covering your speaker.
Oh, sorry, bro. Is that good?
Yeah.
So I do all those things pretty much. And I get up, I meditate, I stretch, I exercise. And actually, when you called me today, I was actually doing I do like a 5K walk almost every day. So I was in the middle of my walk when you called me today. Yeah, like I do all those things. Plus I have, I'm a single dad. So I have me and my son, we do a lot of things together. We shoot hoops. Nice. He loves basketball. He plays soccer. We do a lot of things together. So that helps too.
And being a single dad, how's life changed for you? Like, you know, especially like growing up and like, you know, being in the music scene and all that stuff, and then coming home to a normal life, like how do you split the two?
I'll tell you what, since I got divorced from his mother, we got separated and got divorced, and we have a good relationship. But ever since I did, the amount of music that I put out, way higher. Like, when I was married, I was pretty much like hardly doing any music, you know. You spend a lot of that time, you know, tending to like family matters, you know what I mean? But now I'm not married, just me and my son, music output. I feel good about the music.
You see, a lot of people don't understand that. It's just like there's it's not hating on relationships and like past situations. What people don't understand is like, if you don't have somebody that gives you that same passion where it's just like, baby, go to the room and go make a beat. I want to hear a beat. It's just like, yeah. And then, you know, it's just like, oh, you gonna go make a beat again for who? You planning on getting money out of that? It's just like, whoa, well, like, what the fuck? like there's difference in this game where I've learned that a lot of people don't really support people who do music. Like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of relationships get ruined because of it. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've seen that. Seen that before, man.
So now Premier is playing your music. More rappers are paying attention to you. People you used to talk to are calling you again. How does that feel?
Yo, to tell you the truth, I've got it. When COVID started hitting, I put out those Transplant B tapes. And since I started putting those up, I get hit up like a lot more. Like the B tapes did a lot for me, I think. And it's not only like people from like Tough Dumpling and Sharky and like this, but I've had like, I've been doing a little bit of work with my homie Forte. He's like an OVO. He's in the click.
Forte is, yeah.
Yeah. So, we've been working on some stuff and hopefully like fingers crossed, bro. If I could get like a Drake placement, would change me and my son's life forever.
You see, this is where I'm seeing things with you right now. Okay. And this is why I love Ontario. There's a bunch of producers out there that have done stuff for him that people don't really know. Like, you know, yes. And then I've had the pleasure of being around some people who have had one of my boys, Stang, got to be around the Pound Cake, you know, and when you see all the stuff that 40's done and a lot of people done in the city as producers and things, and there's a lot of producers now. Like, you know, we got Boy Wonder, Girl Wonder, Murder Beats. Like, a lot of big things that's running the scene right now is, like, Toronto. It's like, if people are not understanding that, like, Ontario alone is literally feeding half of the Canadian, the U.S. industry of beats and music, right? So
Frank Dukes,
yeah,
with his he did a lot of the G-Unit stuff back in the day, but he that started that Kingsway Library, and it's like that's like changed a lot of the mainstream music industry, and he's from Toronto.
That's what I mean, and that's why I'm just like a lot of the stuff, even with Falcon Crest and with Zelda Beats, like everything has been different because a lot of people now are reaching out and branching out on properly in the music. Cause yes, we have the trap side, we have the whole press and all that and everything. And then people are not really realizing like there's real bar smiths hiding in Toronto. And now that I've got to be around a lot of it, I'm really happy because you've just gave me a whole new life to even bringing back, like with even having Thrust and Tough Dumpling on the track. Cause before this, I was searching for him. Like I was just like, yo, where is this guy? I play him in Toronto. People come running out of the back room. Yo, you know, you used to be my roommate, right? You used to live in the same, just like, oh shit. Yo, you're the only DJs ever played him out here in years. And I'm just like, wow, this is 2019. And I was just like, oh, okay. Wow. You know, and then I'm a diverse DJ, right? So I play a lot of the Canadian artists, and I don't just play old school hip hop and American and everything else. I play Canadian old school hip hop. And a lot of people don't understand that Tough Dufflin hasn't done anything in 20 years. And then to come back like this,
yeah, man.
Such a blast that, and he just keeps saying, "Yo, no, it's got my back. Yeah, no, it's got us. Don't worry, you got to interview Know It." Then I'm like, I want to get to know It now, because now that I know you're a promoter and all stuff, you and I gonna get into some shit. So this is why I love this game right now, because I want to get to know more of my Canadian counterparts that are actually on the same level as me. You know what I mean? And I feel what you're doing. I listened to your beats. I've been watching your movements. I've seen the type of players that are hitting you up. And I salute you 100, because to even sit there, and I'm like sitting into my boys going, yeah, we got a track on with DJ Premier. And then all of a sudden, just like, Jeff Suff is like, man, I can't believe Premier played my track. And I'm just like, man, I wonder how that feels for you. like, you know, it's like, to us, it's normal. Like, to you, it's like, I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Because I've been doing this for so long that I've had, like, people like Who Kid and Clue and certain people play tracks for, and DJ Jam and all that. So I'm used to this, right? So when Premier started playing stuff, I was just like, that's just me being a dickhead and say, well, Premier's playing our track, so what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And I've had the pleasure of meeting Eclipse and that, so it's like, this right now is the best part of my life with music. And I'm a big Snow Goons fan and all that, and everybody, what they've been doing now. And I wanted to get with a producer like you and start doing stuff like that and bring out a Canada-based thing. I'm glad that we're all going to be on a compilation together. There's so many things that is changing now that, how do you feel about the fact that Boom Bap is now coming back the way we want it to be?
Yeah, man, I think that the whole Griselda thing probably had like a huge part of that.
Oh, yeah.
They brought back that sound heavy, like, and made it popular. Like, that's the problem with boom bap music. It's like, it hasn't been popular for a long time. When it was popular, like when Nas came out in the early 90s, that's when it was popular. It was amazing. And it's back, coming back, you know?
Well, you see, this is the thing, like, I worked with a lot of artists in the States, and one of them being St. Laz and all that stuff. And then when I first started to get into this, I didn't know who Conway was at first. And when Conway popped up and him and St. Laz were beefing, then I heard the Conway verse, and then I was like, oh. So I kept playing them back and forth. And then I just like, I like Conway. Give St. Laz his thing. He's a good dope MC. But then Conway just showed me a whole nother thing, because like, I could feel exactly what he's talking about, because I've been in those type of situations. So you know what I'm saying is, like, when you sitting there in the game, anybody could rap street talk. But when you actually live it, you feel it differently coming out of those rappers. Then to turn around, and then you got West Side, then you got Benny, like right there, and then
Benny.
I can't, you can't touch that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then Freddie Gibbs has been rolling around there, and nobody knows that these rappers are like been gods in the game for years. Like in my scene, like I got to see Freddie Gibbs perform here in Manitoba and stuff. And a lot of people don't understand, is like, these guys were mixtape junkies. Like every single time you turn around a mixtape, they were on it, you know? And then I love the game for that. And now that I stuck with hip hop, and a lot of people used to hate me for it. They used to fight me. Like, it was just like, I come in a room and I play a shitload of trap songs, but I ain't feeling it. But if I'm doing an underground hip hop show, I'm going to play some shit that you never heard before, because you know, you're not paying attention to none of those rappers. People used to tell me, oh, this one's washed up and that one's this and those guys are old. And then I'm sitting there going, really? And then when they heard Thrust's wordplay, then they're just like, ouch. And then I saw the video and then they're like, ouch. Okay, we get what you guys are saying now. All right. I'm just like, oh, come on, how fake could you be? So, like, do you even make trap beats or industry beats?
I have made them. Sometimes I feel like doing them, but I feel like I do them more in a creative way. I use the same process that I would use to make a boom bap beat, but just like change the drum sounds or the tempo sounds. Definitely not my favorite, but I don't mind listening to it. Like, I'm a big J. Cole fan. I like J. Cole. He's got a lot of trap beats.
Oh yeah.
I like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I like Joey Badass. He raps on trap beats once in a while.
Oh yeah. I love that. I don't mind a good rapper rapping on trap beats. I
just for sure.
A shit rapper rapping on trap beats.
Oh my God. There's a lot of shitty rappers out there.
And then when you hear a trap rapper try to go on a boom bap beat, you're just like, really? Did you try to do that? It's just like, it's just funny though, because that shit just makes me laugh when you got to know your lane, right? And if you are diverse, you got to be able to play instruments and doing all different types of things and harmonize and actually take vocal coaching. You see what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't seem to understand it. And speaking of which, like, we got the legendary DTS in the building, Master Plan Show. And your song has been playing a Master Plan Show on rotation on a regular, too. So
that's awesome.
Just like, you're getting played in Canada. You're getting played in the U.S. You're getting played overseas. Like, how does it feel just to come back like that? Like, just, like, now it's, like, sky's the limit for you. Like, and I just wanted to be on that tip with you. It's like, there's a lot of rappers I know that are looking to get beats from you. So it's like, I could see a lot of things changing in your future.
Yo, I just hope to keep the ball rolling. Like, that's momentum has always been a hard part of grinding in this business, is like trying to keep going off of your small goal. Like, you set goals, you achieve them. Now it's hard to, the hard part is like to keep it going.
Right.
And that's all I hope to do right now, is just keep the ball rolling.
So what rappers would you like to have on your beats?
Some of those guys I just mentioned, like Joey Badass. Yeah. I would love to work with Joey Badass. Yeah, J. Cole, a lot of those guys too. The Griselda guys too.
I'd love to hear Rick Ross on one of your beats. That'd be dirty.
Bro, I'd work with Rick Ross too. Like, he picks great beats, actually. One of the main guys that does a lot of his beats is Jake One from Seattle.
Yep.
He's one of my, like, he's one of the guys I look up to the most, actually.
I look at Rick Ross as the Barry White of, like, hip-hop.
He's like the Barry White.
he just has those wicked beats, and then he just knows how to project his voice on it. So, yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you just say this, Bear? He's like the Barry White?
Yeah, he's like the Barry White.
Like, he's just got that, like it's just...
All right, I like that. Know it all, I just have to say, big up yourself all the time.
Thanks, bro.
All the time, because it's like, I know in this industry, a lot of people don't get their flowers as early as they would like. But I also wanted to touch on just being in that little pocket of Kitchener, because I played in Kitchener. I played a couple university parties and stuff like that. The energy is always there, but I don't find like the consistency of the caliber of people will come out and represent all the time. How did you stay true to yourself towards your production?
Yeah, so, and I can even talk about like some of the social scenes in Kitchener-Waterloo too. There's like a crowd that just goes to like the university parties, but a lot of those kids, they're not from Kitchener-Waterloo. They've come to school there, and the stuff that's marketed to them, that's the parties they go to. But there is a local scene of people just from Kitchener-Waterloo. And those parties, to me, end up being the best parties.
I love those parties. I'm talking the one which starts at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, the ones that start at 1 o'clock.
At a secret location.
Yes.
Yes, in a basement.
No, I just had to say, it's like the way how you've been pumping out the beats, the consistency of it. I just wanted to hop on and just tell you, just keep up the good work, man, because it's like, I know you just haven't just popped up, right? That you've been
thanks to the Master Plan Show
for years and years.
Yo, thanks to the Master Plan Show, appreciate your support. Can't say enough good things. You know, like, I've been listening to Master Plan Show from that. There's so much history with that show. So I remember hearing Nefarious kick freestyles on that show back in the day.
Oh my gosh, do you know secretly, that is the most iconic freestyle ever been on Master Plan Show?
Yeah, probably.
And I mean, like, I had some serious MCs came through the show. But that night, it was the end all. I mean, the end all. They just totally shut it down.
Down.
They totally shut it down. And
I think it was on a Royce the 590.
Yes. Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, and they was didn't want us to take it off. They were, I think the whole freestyle was like 15 minutes.
All on the same beat.
And isn't it funny, though? He didn't even want to be on the Master Plan show in the first place.
Come on. You got to. He says it all right there. MC Collision. Right? So he has stories for days. I would run into Collision in Montreal. What are you doing in Montreal? Yo, I'm digging. I'm digging. Next time I see him, he's like, hey, what are you doing in Chicago? I'm digging. I'm just digging. So that's a person who is very underrated for his production skills. He's underrated on the mic. He's so underrated on the mic. Everybody knows him for the whole Jamaican slang. Watch what's coming from Collision. That's all I got to say to everybody right now.
See, this is why
you got to watch what's coming.
People didn't get it. You see, we were ahead of our time.
I'm sorry, Tough Dumpling.
Tough Dumpling was ahead of
Tough Dumpling.
Like, the whole movement was ahead of its time. Because when he came out, people weren't ready for that. Aki and Selfish, Aki and Banana. Like, all that stuff. Like, what were they, like, at that time, people were just starting to learn our background. Like, you know, learn the Caribbean culture, all that other stuff. Now it's so full-blown that anything he says now is relevant to everybody because they didn't get it before. You know what I mean? And now he's relevant. Like, and that's why I try to show people in the game. Some rappers that came out back in the 80s and the early 90s and all that stuff, before 2000, a lot of amazing rappers came out, but they didn't get the shine because that pop music and everything took over. As soon as the shiny suits and the whole
thing started, the Diddy era.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the make them say, huh, and all that shit, like all that like stuff popped up. It fucked up the game so hard that it was hard to compete with those cell thingies. These niggas coming out with grills, big ass chains and all this stuff. And then Wu-Tang's coming out with fangs and everything. And you're just like, where do I fit in this? If I do underground hip hop, ain't nobody gonna like me for a while. Because Wu-Tang didn't really resurface back up until the past like 7 years. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then just full blown came back in the past three. So it's like a lot of people are not really understanding that everything has its trickle. And, you know, staying true to making boom bap beats and also playing around with other artists and stuff in the game. What direction do you think that you'll like, what direction do you think boom bap is going to go now?
You know, they say like all things move in like cycles, right? So I think it's time that it like, and I think, like I was saying before, I think the Griselda crew, they've kind of had they've started it coming back. Like it's going to become more popular, I think, with younger people too.
Like, I find that it is overseas and everything, and outside of like a lot of the places, like people don't understand. Like other, my kids are sitting there listening back to
rap
and everything. So it's like, it's a different culture because the millennials, they took it, they laughed at it. Now they're trying to rap it. It's just funny now. So it's just like 1 minute everybody was hating on it, now everyone's trying to do it now, and there's more rappers dying now at a younger age. Just from drugs and stuff instead of gang life.
And you want to know what helps a lot is that a lot of the young people, like teenagers right now, their dads grew up on boom bap.
Right.
So they're playing it around the house and the kids are listening. Like my son, he loves Jay-Z. He loves Nas. Like, and he's 10 years old.
That's how it starts.
His favorite song is Girls, Girls, Girls. Girls, Girls, Girls by Jay-Z is one of his favorite songs.
Bim, 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 bim. That's such an ill sample, man. That's such an ill sample. They did amazing work on that album as far as the sonics and everything. The mix on that album is amazing. It's amazing. So You see, we're talking about that. What was it for you when it came to hip-hop? What was the very first tune or the first track what really got you and just say, wow, this is like, you know, did you listen to, were you a beat person? Were you a MC? What drawed you into like certain songs?
Yo, I started rapping when I was 14. I was influenced by my cousin. My cousin, he always liked hip-hop and rap music. And where I grew up, I was born in Chatham, Ontario. So like the southern part of Ontario. And it's like, yeah, when you grow up in Chatham, on the radio, you have all of the Detroit radio stations.
Yep.
So it's like when I grew up, I didn't even listen to any type of music because everybody listened to the radio. They listened to WJLB in Detroit on the radio. And when I was a kid, they would play Brand Nubian. They would play Main Source on the radio, on the main radio station in Detroit. So it was like, I listened to hip hop my whole life. But those were some of the influences that I have. Main Source, Large Professor, Brand Nubian, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Just a lot of groups like that. Those people were playing on the radio when I was growing up.
What producer is one of your biggest influencers?
So Jake One is my favorite producer. In fact, I'm on his jock hard. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
No, like, but straight up.
the guy to me, like, he's very influential over my style. But I like a lot of those other guys. Pete Rock, DJ Premier.
Kanye West, like back in the day when he first came
out. Your volume.
Kanye West, yeah, when he first came out. Like Get By Taleb Kweli. That beat.
Yeah.
I love that beat. Like that, when Kanye West made that, I was like, this guy's like fucking amazing.
Who is it that made Miss Fat Booty?
Somebody from New York.
I remember when I dropped that track in a club.
High Tech?
Man,
it might be High Tech.
Yeah, it probably is High Tech. Because I remember the day I dropped that record at the club. I remember my boy or Dario was working at HMV at the time. He comes to me and he's like, yo, this girl came in the shop trying to sing the song to me. What is it? And I'm sitting and he's just like, and then they started to sing that. They're like, da, 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 da. I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
This family, he's the thing. He's just like, he calls me in my house. Like, the girl's at the shop. He's like, yo, what song is that? I'm like, and that's why I loved back in the days, because when a DJ played a record, the record store would call you. Like, you had a friend at the record store and you'd be like, yo, what record did you play last night? Everybody's in here going nuts. But
that's, see, true.
People didn't understand that's how the game went.
That was like played.
That was before internet.
Oh, man, yep. That was the biggest thing. Like, you go to the club and you didn't have no phone to just Shazam or video record that little stuff. You had to remember the melody. You had to remember the song.
I want to say something, too. It was actually, you guys asked me about my influences and who I like. This is a perfect segue for my last beat tape that I put out, the Transplant Beat Tape Volume 4. I actually named the beats all after my favorite producers. So that's the name of the beats.
You know what? That's a smart move, man. That is like, that actually gives me a good idea for some stuff.
Yo, know it all. Check this out. When was the very first time you decided to say, you know what, I want to become a producer? Like, okay, how old were you, and what was some of your very first equipment?
So this goes back to like how I met Collision and Nefarious. I was a teenager when I met those guys. They have a connection to Kitchener-Waterloo. There was a guy in their group that made some of their early beats, and his name was CK. And he was from Kitchener, and he like even like taught Collision and Don D some things about beat making. And he also was teaching me how to make beats at the same time. I think maybe I was like 15 or 16 at the time. So that's when I met Collision. I met Don D and the rest of the guys in Nefarious. So I was going to this guy CK, like paying him money to teach me how to make beats. And I was like 15 years old.
Jeez.
And then I met Collision, and we would trade tape. We would send tapes in the mail to each other, beat tapes. So a lot of the early Nefarious stuff. So a lot of the early Nefarious stuff, I heard on tape the beats before they had used them.
Shit. That's history right there.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't understand how far you go back with that.
That's true.
But
we've been coming up together the whole time.
Everybody's coming back right now. And I think that once you're family, you're always going to be family as long as everybody's being themselves. Always being themselves, meaning like, you know what? How long ago Collision? I mean, Tough Dumpling left Toronto.
Right? Long time.
That's a long time ago, man. That's over, what, 20-odd years or so now?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You got to the point where it's like I'm not used to calling just Tough Dumpling, right?
I know.
I'm used to Collision.
Yeah. Right?
I'm used to the MC Collision, but I'm just going to have to adapt to that. Right, I'm just gonna have to adapt to that because chopping it up with him, you know, to find out that this beat was made by you, a person who is sitting right here in the pocket of this whole hip hop scene, not on a low, but at the same time, you're in your own lane. How did it feel to, like, you know, all in a sudden everybody is just like, yo, who is this know it all? Who is this know it all?
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a minute. But I'm just saying, this right here is who Know It All is. And I'm about to hit you with this right now. We, two of us right here, and DJ DePere and Eclipse, got a chance to break this record all back to back simultaneously. This record is, the video is out right now. No Industry, Tough Dumpling, Thrust, produced by this man right here. Seriously, if you sleeping on this track right now, you better put yourself in a grave. I'm about to go in.
DJ Despair is in the damn building.
Rough Riders Radio.
Tough Dumpling. The Heineken receiver, return on the apocalypse. The boy from Jamaica, what she hockey pop banana.
Dandada like Super Cat. Tough Dumpling will never lose. In the 90s, if you were whack, you couldn't pay for views. Compared to now, I'm at the computer like, holy cow, a million views of this whack shit. Wow, that's just a fraction of really my reaction. If you're too young to know Red Man, time for some action. You say you know it all, but do you really know it all? Who made this beat? Well, you don't really know it all. And if you're wondering, can Northern touch pondering? Well, Thrust is on the track, so I say some shit to bother. I'm on some VHS tape shit when I Spotify my Netflix. You Google Yahoo, Aki Banana, my main dish. My quality is high res when I push you off the edge. Watch shoes and tell me if Tupac get beat up by Radames. May I listen to Sanchez in a basement? I play it down middle. Run on to Eglinton, pick up Skellia. I want it blow, oh. Rest in peace to Quez, Ro-Ro. Chalk form is the click, the fariest, you better know.
And right now we're going to open up today with a performance from Thrust with MC Collision.
You know what to do, it's your boy Thrust, most legendary right here. Culture in New York City and Toronto, here's the weird thing, he's actually Caribbean.
MC Collision.
Yeah, Manana eats a
so amazing.
Back in the back. When I first started, the industry was like, it wasn't an industry.
To be amongst the greatest, I had to stand alone.
No.
On my Kanye, seven kingdoms to a throne. To be the brightest shining star in the cluster. Eternal heat, audience to trust ya. Used to be friends, but now we opponent. We cut the cake, now you're greedy for the moment. Yeah, I earned everything, every accolade the moment. Yeah, I've been there for a minute, now you acting like you own it. Write it down in the bookstore, these niggas give me looks. Yeah, I'm 16, so they looking for a hook. Back to school, Carter, yeah, I'm Joe Carter, I'm a star. starter, supporter, checker, checker, check. Words go farther. Don't you get too close, cause your mic gets shot. Yeah. See the barrel burn your skin when the metal is hot. Yeah, you're not on this level. You're not heavy. You're not the bass. You're not the trouble. You're not the OG man. Niggas gon' see, man. On these bars when the block like I'm back, D-man. You ain't pretty, you're straight, you're from the gutter. Everything clear, not a word, here I stutter. Off in the instance, cause I smash with collision. Healing from the north, that's the start of class, the division. Y'all facts ain't coming up. Y'all niggas steady fishing, weighing on it for the scale. I cook it up, it's in the kitchen. Keep switching, looking for position. Floating in the ocean breeze, tied down. Listen, you really gonna ride now?
Yeah.
In the background, I have the video. You can go watch it on YouTube.
That was dope.
That was question, dope. What time of the day did you make that beat?
Oh, man, I can't even remember, bro. I got so many beats. You want to know what? Like, people are always asking me. Like, I have so many beats out right now to people that are working on projects.
Yeah.
And they're always asking me. They're always asking, what's the tempo of this beat? And I'm like, bro, I'm going to have to get back to you in 2 hours because I have to look. Because I don't know which beat I gave you because I have like 200 beats right now.
Well, we're winding down. So now this song here, I like the title of it. We've been waiting. So like, explain this one for us.
Yo, so this is a song I did with my man, Iverson Black. He used to go by Skits. He's out of Toronto, and we did a little EP together, 5 to the 6, and this is one of the songs, We've Been Waiting. Now, Skits does all of the rapping, the singing, everything on it.
Rough Riders Radio.
It's about to go down. This is a DJ Despair exclusive.
I'm some black power.
Holy shit. DJ Despair.
Where'd you find this?
Where'd you find this?
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for the shit to change. Oh, yeah. Waiting all day for my song to play. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby, it's so incomplete.
Even with us, take a day off. I'm resting plenty, it ain't money that I'm made of. Yet I'm heavy, our predictions must be way off. We going steady, me and her is like your day job. You gotta pay me, or y'all looking at some layoffs. Y'all fucking hate me, so your mortgages is paid off. Dog roses, name off, your man's dick ain't stay soft. What you think? He worry about the playoffs. You want his team to make it, he ain't even see you naked. Just stressed about the bacon. Over here, we ready made shit. Meaning that we made it, career resuscitated. Almost died in isolation. It made Iverson amazing. Look what Iverson is blazing. Cultivated passion. Let's call it man of action. Just smoke until you backspin and figure out what happened. Everybody trapping. Ain't nobody rapping. Ship without a captain. Direction going nowhere.
We've been waiting for the shit to change.
Yeah, this ain't new to you. I represent a who's who, a cool dudes who eat food and fill bellies. Don't try to fucking sell me on this new school. I'm no fool. Them new rules is fast food packaged with an attitude.
Man,
it's like the music laugh at you. Come on, longitude, latitude. I'm calling in the drones. EMP they phones and cut them off the grid. We don't just distribute shit. That's right. Double entendre, triple up the armor and guard it with your honor. We about to show them what an artist is. Artist kids, we ain't on no corporate. Look at who we orbit with. Can't y'all see who the force is with? We come with an inordinate amount while we represent the bounds. We ain't moving it in pounds. We ain't moving on the sound. You knew we'd come around. You heard us on your playlist. We came in they went ain't shit.
We've been waiting for the shit to change.
We've been waiting.
Waiting all day for my song to play. Yeah, baby, it's so incomplete. They making music for me.
We have this motherfucking game on lock
with DJ Despair. Street Killers is in the damn building.
Yo.
Yo.
I love that. Because I love my West Coast music and my West
Yo,
Coast.
Yo, know it all. I like that track, man. You're so gonna have to inbox me with that one.
I got you. I'll send it to you.
Oh man, I hit you off.
Yeah, this is I'm really glad I got to do this. And I'm really glad that we got to talk to you. I'm glad DTS got to be involved with this. Cause you know, it's like just to know that there's this much Canadian talent going on. I just want to showcase this on a level. I want to give you your roses now because for real, you've been in the game as long as I have. So it's like, I see where this is. I'm glad that now things are looking up because a lot of us stay true to what we believed in. Right. You know, like I know I went out like just like how you made some beats for some people. I played some of the clubs and some of the stuff. I'm not going to say I'm not going to stop playing music. And it doesn't mean that everything I ever play, I like. Trust me, after DJing for 34 years, you tend to not like the repeatedness of certain songs. And there's a few that I wish I never had to play at parties, but people want to hear it. You know what I mean? So
there's. Well, I appreciate both you guys, man. Like, the support that I'm getting from you guys feels amazing. I can't thank you enough for like playing my music and appreciating it and giving me the feedback on it. And I hope I can give you some more, you know, here in the future.
Oh, we're going to work. Trust me. This is going to like, there's more.
Listen, I just wanted to come on and just say, I appreciate you. As a person who has been around hip hop for quite a while and the whole works, played a lot of your music on Master Plan's show Break It. Dude, I know you're not new to this, right?
Thank you.
Because you see, when you're not new to this, you always been true to this. You always been true right. to this. So it's just like there's a different kind of vibe what comes when you hear. Like the love what goes into somebody's craft. And I think that you demonstrate that through the way how you live your life and the way how you actually move forward with people who you've been building with for years. So, well, big up yourself here.
Yo, thank you very much, man.
So at this point,
shout out Master Plan.
I want you to give out your social media and how people can find you and your music.
Okay, so my Instagram is Know It Got Beats at Know It Got Beats, and you can find my music in any Google search. All my beat tapes are on Spotify, they're on my Bandcamp, they're on iTunes. I got the DistroKid distribution, you know what I'm saying, just like everybody else, and it's all over the internet.
And what do we have to look forward to in the future from you?
You can probably look forward to some more tracks with Tough Dumpling. And we actually have another song that just came out this week. 24 hours.
Because right now,
hold on. I was waiting for him to do this before we ended the show. I wanted him to say this. I wanted him to say this because
yo,
I wanted to let the cat out the bag slowly, but like. Like I know there's a promo for this song going on right now, and yeah. The fact that you just like, so what was the whole mind state of you producing this track?
So again, this one's just like the other track. This beat is actually on one of my beat tapes from the Transplant beat tapes.
So much feelings, yeah, in that beat.
Oh, thank you. So Tough Dumplin' heard the beat on the B tape. He thinks my B tapes are amazing, by the way. He's used two of them already. And if you want to hear my stuff, if you're new to the Know It bandwagon out there, people, you want to hear beats, just beats, the Transplant Beat Tape series I put out during COVID. There's volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Look them up. You'll love
100% real hip hop and R&B. Rough Riders Radio. Radio. Blazing hot 24-hour hip hop and R&B.